You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Last week, Pfizer-BioNTech submitted data from its clinical trial of a COVID vaccine for children to the FDA, which means that shots may soon be available to kids ages 5 to 11 in the U.S. The need for this has never been more urgent. We now know that kids are capable of spreading the disease and getting seriously ill. Previously, around 250,000 children across the U.S. were sick with COVID, and a new survey has found that parents are increasingly on board with vaccinating kids. As of September, 34% of parents of kids ages 5 to 11 said they'd have their children get the shots, up from 26% in July. As of early last week, healthcare workers in New York were required to be vaccinated to do their jobs. There was some concern that implementing the vaccine mandate would leave hospitals short-staffed, but so far, the new rules mostly seem to be working. Though these new rules have faced some pushback. A judge ruled last week that New York must temporarily allow exemptions for healthcare workers with religious reasons for wanting to remain unvaccinated. And a group of New York City teachers have also called on the Supreme Court to stop the city's vaccine mandate for educators before it kicks in on Monday. And the drug maker Merck said last week that its experimental oral antiviral drug cut hospitalizations and deaths by half among unvaccinated people who were recently infected. It's also likely to be effective against known variants, including Delta, since it doesn't target the virus's spike protein, which differentiates variants. The company said it plans to ask for authorization soon. If it's approved by the FDA, it will be the first pill that can treat COVID-19, a significant achievement in an area where research has been lagging.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.